Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Douglas Duncan, who's been really right in the middle and correctly in the middle on an economic analysis. He is the chief economist, Fannie Mae. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I think we always have to say, what does a chief economist at Fannie Mae do? Do you report to them on when the housing business is going to fall apart in tatters again? What is your job day to day?
In my group, we have kind of three functions. One is we do lay out the financial background the economic background against which the company's financials are constructed. We forecast the acquisitions and mortgages that the company will make, and we're also involved in corporate strategy.
The GDP view, I would say on a Friday, we've got a blistering separation between 2.8 and 3% plus. A target out there, UBS leading the way on that. Drew Mattis, Maury Harris, Neil Dutta was in yesterday, really pushing 3% or higher GDP a year out. Others are much more cautious. Where do you fit in?
For full year 2013, we've got 2.1%, and for full year 14, we've got 2.6%. So we would be below their.
You're
their
below target. This yep. Uber optimism. Is that because
yes.
of the consumer?
It is. We still see a lot of wealth building taking place at the upper end of the income strata. There's
right.
been. But they were able to preserve wealth, but that's not the case down in the lower categories. And the consumption increases have primarily been driven by higher income households. We need to see job growth to build real incomes at the middle.
We are seeing job growth, and the optimists are pushing towards 7% and even lower unemployment out 24 months. Many disagree with that. Mm-hmm. But do you observe a better economy given 150 or 170,000 a month non-farm
yes.
payrolls?
Oh, it's getting better, absolutely. But it's still the weakest post-World War II expansion that we've seen. It's incrementally increasing. It's gone up, I think, GDP 0.3 a year for the last 4 years, something on that order.
Sure.
We're still not bringing down long-term unemployment very successfully, and nor are we dealing with underemployment very successfully. 175,000 jobs a month is a good story. It's not a great story.
Somebody asked me this question last night, and I didn't know the answer, so I'm going to pick Douglas Duncan's brain on this. How many people have we lost jobs? Are we at 7 million still that need to find jobs? Any idea of that number?
It's a little less than that. I think it's toward the 6 million number.
We've gotten better.
Well, we have, but part of it, too, is a lot of people have left the workforce onto disability, which means that those are payments that the economy is going to have to pick up going forward. And troublingly, it's actually the lower age groups that have been exiting the workforce. Part of that is going back to college, and you've seen that in the college debt numbers. But part of it is just folks that have become discouraged and left the workforce at younger ages, particularly younger men.
How can we have a discouraged society if housing finally comes out of the abyss?
Well, that's turning. So if you watch our monthly housing survey results, the number we've been watching the most is it a good time to sell a house?
I love that.
We watch that because
brilliant.
5 out of 8 people that are going to buy one have to sell one first.
This is fabulous. 5 out of 8.
Right. So for the first 2 years we did the survey, 10% of people thought it was a good time to sell a house. Then that started in 2012, rising 1 percentage point per month. So in November, in our headline, we said housing is on a firm footing, which even though we thought if the fiscal cliff wasn't fixed, there'd be a recession, mild recession in the first half of 2013,
right.
We thought housing would move through that. That has continued to increase. In the most recent month, it jumped 10 percentage points.
Okay.
Simultaneously, so now 40% of people think it's a good time to sell a house.
Is this going to be a different real estate market than 2004, 2005, and onto the nirvana of 2007?
Yeah, I don't think we're going to see that bubble that we saw during that time frame.
Why not?
Because for one thing, the regulators have put some hard floors under underwriting through the qualified mortgage rules, and there's more yet to come in the QRM rules yet to be promulgated. You've also seen the bank regulators tighten up on scrutiny of risk-taking, and there's been some tightening of capital rules. So I think there's plus the consumers are also, as we survey them, more conservative in terms of their expectations of what it will take to qualify for mortgage credit. And also, we think the most important aspect is they now understand it's not just getting the mortgage in the house, but maintaining the mortgage in the house costs something too. And they're more realistic about that.
Tom, if you want to continue house shopping, I have two questions I need to ask up here. One is, there's a theory. I want to get your thoughts on this, that if the Fed were to start tightening policy, that then banks are going to loosen requirements because as rates rise, fewer people are going to be able to afford, and they're going to have to compete for borrowers, and they might start loosening their credit standards a little bit more. Is that a kind of wishful thinking?
Well, of course, what the QM rule does now is establish a part of the market where if you go by those rules of underwriting, you don't have to retain any of the risk. You can sell the loan off into the secondary market. But if you make loans which exceed those parameters, then you're going to have to retain 5% of the risk relative to that mortgage. So the question is, for regulated institutions, how willing are they going to be to push over into that other space? And if not them, mainly depositories, then who enters that space?
Well, we've seen organizations like Bank of America cut back on mortgage lending. Is that going to ripple through the industry?
Well, I think so. You've seen the central bankers, the chairman and other Fed governors talking about underwriting criteria being too tight. And the surveys of senior bank loan officers show there's been almost no easing of credit conditions. So the question is, compared to what are conditions too tight? And the lenders are concerned on the side of the regulators seeing them not take too much risk, and they also have a question on the distribution of that credit.
How do you frame price increase the next 12 months out?
We see about a 7% increase over the course of the next 12 months.
Doug Duncan, thank you so much. With Fannie Mae on the American housing economy.
Bloomberg Surveillance, weekday mornings at 7 Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2. Or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.